Blog Talk Radio.
That song, it always reminds me or makes me think something spectacular is going to happen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease on this wonderful last day of January in 2009. We are sponsored by Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, located in Southern Ohio. We have with us Jennifer today as co-host. I don't think I said I'm Sherry Edwards, your host. Should have said that. Jennifer also works at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology in the media department, and she's come on to try to help us see what people really want on the radio show as we attempt to bring this great research that we do from the Institute. Welcome, Jennifer.
Welcome. And how are you this afternoon?
I am cold. It is cold here in Ohio. You know, I was on a show and with people in L.A., and it was one of those days when it was like 10 below here or something. And I said, I'm colder than a frog. And they said, well, how cold is a frog? And I knew at that moment that those were city people. Frogs are cold. You don't want to handle them, or at least in this part of the country. I keep saying, I shouldn't do that. You were with us last week because people requested that we talk more about, I got to get that word in my head, about our own research, and we're going to talk to you, Jennifer, more in just a minute. She's going to give us some inside scoops on what's going on. That great music you heard that I was talking about, that was by Tommy Priakas. He can write music, sing music. I don't know if he has a website or not, but Tommy can create music for people based on their own vocal print. And that's what we do at the Research Center. We look at all the frequencies in people's voices and find out if they're appropriate, if they match together. It would be like if you had a sour note in a song that didn't really go together. Well, that's what we look for in your voice. But that tells us about your health and your wellness and your personality. And that's kind of exciting to us. We want to have Tommy on the show and have him show us or tell us how he can write music for people. I'm not sure if he just does that on the side or it's a business or he just does it for fun. But we'll ask him.
Or maybe you're so special he just does it for you.
That's so sweet. That piece he wrote there was Cirrus, Like the Cloud. So that's good.
Very nice.
To give people a little background, Jennifer, of who you are and what the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology is and how important it is, I'd like to ask you a question.
Sure.
When you first came to work for us, were you surprised at what we do and how we do it?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, on my way to preparing for the interview, I hurried and Googled you and tried to see, and I thought I already knew. I thought, it sounds like it must be a doctor's office. And, I looked you up and I thought, whoa, my first thought was, I think I might be in way over my head. This is way, way complicated. And I thought, how could I ever fit here? Because this sounds so scientific and so complicated and I'm just a regular person. But I thought, well, I'm going to go anyway. And I remember during my interview, they asked me, do you know what we do here? And I looked at him and I thought, oh, no, this is the moment. Do I say, yes, I understand, or no, I don't have any idea? And I said, well, I kind of understand that it's something different, but I didn't. And they explained to me, what it is that you do there. And you know, what the way they explained it to me was, they said, you know, we listen to the voice print, we run it through these computer programs that you've created, and we're able to tell when things are off in your body, or if they're not quite right, or if they're missing, and then you can correct those or help your body to correct those. And I thought, wow, this is really something. And I at that point I thought, why haven't I ever heard of this? Because it seems so just important for the world. So that's kind of how I got into it. And then, you know, now I've been with the company for about a year, and just the things that we see, and you know, I think these complaints that you've been getting from the listeners is, you know, that they don't want to hear from all these other people we interview. I think that they just are so fascinated that they only want to hear with you. I mean, we're at the office, you know, we're set up with the idea that people want to hear about all these different ways to help themselves, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't seem to be the case. And, you know, when we see you sweeping the floor and taking care of people and bringing us in your homemade bread and your wonderful pineapple cake, you know, we see you as this ordinary person, and, you know, we're not in this big fancy building. We're in a big building, but it's an old schoolhouse. And then we get those moments when we hear you open your mouth and you start to talk about the bioacoustics, and we hear you talking to doctors and scientists, or we see you working with someone in the lab, and, you know, we see the miracles that walk out of the office. And then I think it's those moments where we go, wow. I mean, there's just no words for it. And so I think it's those moments where we go, holy moly. I mean, it's just, what do you do with when it's something so amazing like that? And you see it firsthand. It's miraculous.
Do you see what we do as medicine?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, it's got so many different angles, but I mean, I think it's better than medicine. I mean, it's natural and it's healthy, and it's quick, and it's non-invasive. I mean, there's just so many things that make it better. You can do it right there in your own home. I mean, you don't have to go to the doctor's office, and, you know, and sometimes we have people who, you know, have difficulty even getting to our location, or the stairs are a problem. You know, some people are in wheelchairs, and, you know, to make those trips to the doctor, you know, 2-3 times a week, like many people do, it just baffles me why they wouldn't want to try this, because they could do it right there without all that hassle and probably get better results. Well, I know they'll get better results. I mean, I've seen it. We've had people who've been to the doctor how many times. They come to us and we say, here it is, this one little thing that they didn't tell you, or, you know, something, or they told you the wrong thing. And then, you know, a week later, people are calling back saying, thank you so much, because they would have never known. And it's just life-changing.
And I think it's going to be medicine-changing, just like this project that we're doing with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. We got a request to do a show for National Public Radio, and that's the kind of stuff you handle. That's big stuff.
Yeah.
We were on TV last week about the same thing. Well, today we're actually going to talk about Conan and Leno. We got some requests to do that. We got requests to do Kissinger and Hillary. But okay, people, we got two requests. One for Joan of Arc. I can't even say that with a straight face. And one for Marie Antoinette.
Oh, my.
It has to be people that either we can talk to or we can have a recording of their voice, people.
Yeah, we have to have something to start with, right?
So Joan of Arc's not going to do it. But we're going to talk about chicken. We have three questions on our chat line. For those of, with us on Blog Talk Radio, and our switchboard is full here, so this is great. Nobody's raised their hand. I think you pushed number one to raise your hand if you want to ask a question. But we're going to talk about chicken. We've put the three questions on our chat. So you can go to the Blog Talk Radio screen and go down to chat, and you can ask us a question. So in preparation for next week's show, we're asking, what's love? You know, I've been asking that for years and years and years. I think I finally figured out what love is. I'm writing myself a note here. And then, which piece of chicken do you take? And would you rather live in man's world or God's world? And really, I'm talking about the rules there. And this comes out of some of the mail that we've gotten that surprise us about what's happening. So we're going to talk about Conan leaving the Tonight Show, Leno going back on, and I think you're going to be surprised at the voice analysis we did of each of them talking about that. So we'll have that for you. And in preparation for Valentine's, we have a couple that has volunteered to give us their vocal prints. So we're going to talk about how they do and don't get along. We're going to talk a little bit about Rosie today. Answer some mail. Do you remember anything else we're going to do here today?
You mentioned the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that one because I want to hear about the chicken.
Okay. Let's do some mail.
Let's do some mail. That sounds good.
Okay. The first one here, this is from Linda, and this is kind of odd, but I see where she's coming from. She says, my husband's libido is going way down to the point where I don't even get some. I want to send him to you, but I'm afraid he'll start having affairs again. I'm in limbo here. What do you think? How would you answer that one, Jennifer?
Wow. Well,
I hear you being stumped.
Yeah, we certainly could help him. I mean, you have a program for that, don't you?
We do. It's called the Sex Factors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what more than just her just coming to us or sending her husband's vocal print to us, and I certainly would hope she would ask him permission, if we increase his libido, then she's complaining that she may not be the recipient of those hormones that we happen to increase,
mm-hmm.
and she's concerned about him having an affair. Or just having sex with men, they can separate that. So that goes back to the idea of what's love. There is a vitamin that you can, well, it's a supplement that you can take, and it's called pregnenolone, the pregnenolone. And it has not been tested through big drug companies. The guy who invented it, put it on the market, he said it was too important for the people not to have this. And he had worked with Roger, his name's Roger Williams, and I think, I may be lying here, but he was working with Linus Pauling's, and Roger Williams is the person that comes to mind. But anyway, they put this on the market, this pregnenolone. It is the precursor to every hormone in your body, your reproductive hormones, your brain hormones, your digestion hormones, everything that happens. And they put it on the market without all of this rigmarole that a drug company goes through to skyrocket the price. So it's incredibly cheap. Therefore, nobody advertises about it because there's not a lot of profit. Now, you'll hear them, the drug companies and whatever, tout DHEA as the precursor to all the other reproduction hormones. But pregnenolone is even the precursor to DHEA, which is like the anti-aging hormone. And I think men and women both respond to each other's hormones, whether they can, they must smell it or hear it or something, because I can take pregnenolone for a few days and my husband will pay a lot more attention to me. And then I'll sneak one or two in with his vitamins that I give him, and I'll start responding to him in a better way. So we could look at the pregnenolone, but you guys can look at it too. If you'll go download this free computer program, NanoVoice, NanoVoice.org, you can look at the Vocalprint, and D sharp is the note of pregnenolone. And if that note is down, there will be less of a sexual response. And then you can run out to your health food store and buy pregnenolone and take a few. I probably would take two in the beginning and then and taper off. But to watch what's really going on, for those of you who are menopausal or even through menopausal, sometimes it'll kick those hormones all back into working, so there's not really anything wrong with you if you start having your periods again and whatever. But that would be my advice to her, that they both look at this. Download the program, or they can have us do the vocal analysis for them. We have a choice. We'll do it for you, or you can do it for yourself. If she wants to get in touch with us at Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, you know, we should post those on our blog talk radio stuff. Nutrasounds.com, and you can sign up, and it's right at the top, sign up to have your voice done by us over the computer, and you can watch. You know, all this stuff is posted on Facebook. So, you know, if you forget all these addresses I'm giving you, just go to Facebook, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, and you can remember the A because my real name is Sharon. So just go to Facebook and you can get all this stuff. You don't have to remember everything.
Yeah. And you know, if they're gonna go ahead and download that NanoVoice, they may have other issues that they could use NanoVoice to help them out with, communication, and you know, a lot of that might be, you know, some emotional issues too that they need to communicate and work on, and NanoVoice can help with that too.
Well, we're going to use that for the compatibility test we did for our Valentine people today, so you can see how people get along well. That was new information to you, wasn't it? I heard you listening intently.
Every time I hear you, I learn something new.
So you're going to run out and buy some pregnenolone? You
know, I might do that.
Some people just don't want to be bothered if they've been in a long-term relationship and, you know, nothing's new. But if you start taking the pregnenolone, things will start looking new.
Hmm.
So just a little hint there. We're going to do a whole show on these sex factors and what to feed your partner if you want some or don't. So we'll get there. Okay, we have another male, M-A-I-L, from Roger. And he says, I loved the show last week. I heard all about the stuff you give away, so you must have a lot of money. I've enclosed a copy of my coupon for my car payment. The address to send it to is below. Be sure to put my account number on your check. I really appreciate this. Thanks much, your faithful listener.
Oh, can I send my car payment in too?
We shouldn't laugh at this guy, but I think it's so funny because we are always broke.
People do that. I mean, they see all this wonderful scientific, and they picture us in the penthouse of a fancy building in New York, and I think, you know, it's funny for us because, you know, we work, and we see how much you work, and you work, you know, 24 hours a day. So, yeah, it's research, and you put so much back into it. I think it's important for people to know we're not swimming in cash.
Well, we are in a very old building. We are a nonprofit. I started this in my garage. And so it was in my garage for many years, and then we finally got one room and outgrew that in about a week, and ended up in at the college with about 2,000 square feet. And this old building is about 9,000 square feet, three different tiers, layers, and we use every bit of the space, except when it's really cold, we try to crowd in one room because they're really stingy with the heat because it costs so much. But we are going to run, what do you call it when you give something for money they donate? What is that called? A fundraiser. We're going to do a fundraiser, and really, it's not a fundraiser, even though it will bring funds to us, but we're going to start doing classes, and we're going to give you a choice of the class, the computer program that you want. It's going to be a great deal. We're going to do swine flu. Although they say that's over, we still want to start a network of all the people that want to be involved in this. We're going to do a post-traumatic stress disorder, the golf swing just for fun, and that's a good one to get people started. Nutrition and muscles, so that you can download the classes if you happen to be in another country and having trouble getting any of the software in the country. This will all be downloadable, all be online, so you'll be receiving information about that fundraiser. And Roger, we really appreciate that you listen to us and appreciate what we say, but we won't be paying your car payment. We have another one that's somewhat like that. This one is from Michael. Heard the show last week. I didn't like my job at Walmart, so I quit a few months ago, and we've just been living with different friends. I'm moving my wife and son to Ohio so we can take your courses. We'll need at least $20,000 for moving expenses. I've asked all my friends for donations because I really want to take your courses about the soldiers and help people. Well, one, you don't have to come to Ohio to take the course. They're online. A lot of them are on demand right on your computer. I really have trouble asking for donations. I just think, well, I just think I ought to work for what I get. And I can't even describe it. I have a problem with that. But, Michael, I have a problem with you just quitting your job when you had a family and a baby because you didn't like it. I'm not saying you have to stick to a job you didn't like, and I appreciate the fact that you want to do vocal profiling and bioacoustics. I love that idea. But it's not a job that you're going to jump into and make gobs of money at first, particularly in your training phase. It takes about a day to take the course, and then you need to start working on lots of your friends and get some experience, and then you can start doing this for money. So I would suggest that you get at least a part-time job, and I have a problem with people who mooch off their friends. Either you must have very, very good friends, or they're just not telling you what's really going on. And if you want to know what's really going on, you can use that little nano, and if E and A sharp does not match, they're not telling you the truth. About, of course, Michael, I'd love to have you and your family stay here for 3 months and we take care of you. Jennifer, is this a little out of line for you?
Well, it's not unusual. I mean, most people want to pay or want to come and take the course, and most of them will pay. Sometimes, you know, people, I what I'm thinking in my head right now is, oh, my gosh, our listeners are panicking. They're thinking we charge $20,000.
Oh.
So I want to make sure the listeners know that we're not charging $20,000.
That was for his moving expenses.
He's
from Colorado.
Yes. But, you know, a lot of people do panic about having to come to our facility because they're in California or they're in Texas or they're overseas, and you know it, they can take the class online. So I think it's a good to let people know, you know, you don't have to move to Ohio just so that you can do this. You can do this anywhere. I mean, you could be on a remote island and do this.
Yeah, because you could do it right over your phones or Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we teach you to do that. But I would discourage people who are absolutely broke from trying to set up a business that with this.
Right.
Unless
they
have a sponsor.
Sure, and that's a great way to go about it, because you know it is like any other business. You've got to make the investment, and you know you've got to work it. You've got to work it. You see these people that do all these other, you know, work from home kind of businesses, and they work them. They're not becoming rich off of just having the idea. They've invested the time, they've invested the money, and they're out there doing it. So it's not hard, but it's not for somebody who wants, you know, who doesn't want to do it.
And some people will just sit back and say, okay, you're going to send us referrals. Yes, we do, but we don't send you every referral. And we have people out there who just sit and wait for something to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it. But for the
right.
people who go out and really work at it and listen, we have this wonderful lady, and she and her father works with her. So her name is Kimberly Lear, and she just is going great guns with all of this and making a business out of it, even though we offered to help with marketing and go on radio shows with people and things like that. She's just doing it all on her own because she loves what it does. She loves the way she fits into the family of bringing this to the world. But mm-hmm. just to let people know, we are non-profit. We are a registered non-profit. So in name and in actuality, we are a non-profit. But I would encourage, Michael, to go through your vocational rehabilitation office, wherever you're living, because we have been talking to them about sponsoring people through class, and they will even pay for the equipment. And with the Obama's new training, initiative, that may be a way for you to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try it with you if you want to do it. So Mike will get back in touch with us, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. And Sherry, to keep going with this, I know we're done with Michael there, but you mentioned Kimberly. And I believe, is she not the one who's having all the success with the bio diet?
She looks like it because I just saw her picture on her website, and she looks absolutely gorgeous. But it's Jessica who's having all of the success with bio diet.
Okay.
We have a program where people can call in and say, you know, why am I not losing weight? There is a problem here. And I don't think weight is a psychological issue. And I'll give you several reasons. I think it's a biochemical issue. I heard a doctor say online the other night that he has been on a caveman diet for several years. And he was blasting somebody for not being able to get off bread. You know, just quit eating it. I don't understand why you just can't quit eating it. Well, with this caveman diet, he's probably getting all the nutrients he needs. But you take the average American diet, and they're not getting the nutrients. And mm-hmm. I piped up and said, you know, I know the answer to that. It's serine. People who crave bread most often have a lack of serine, which you get from wheat. And serine's an amino acid. Excuse me. And you can buy phosphatidylserine, and if you take that, it gets you off the bread. But we did a study of these people who have to have bread, and it's because the serine helps make the bile salts, the digestive enzymes that help your body work with oils and digest oils. So it's something the body really needs. You know, and from the Bible on down, you know, wheat's the staff of life. I'm just sorry some government people in Canada are messing with wheat and what's in wheat, and it really should be in its raw state for us. But if they want to look at bio diet, there's four things they need to look at. Whether or not they can digest carbohydrates, and that's C and A sharp. And if you got C and A sharp too high or too low, an average is 42, a score. So those of you out there who have the Nano Voice know what I'm talking about. And if the new people go download that Nano Voice, be sure to download the instructions with it. And then we have a little class that you can take if you want. But for digestion enzymes, amylase, C and A sharp, then you need dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. Those are the three neurotransmitters that help control weight. So you're looking at dopamine, it's a D sharp, norepinephrine is an E, and serotonin is an F. And those need to be there, not overabundant, not too little, but just normal. And you can look at what's going on. Now, you can't go out and buy norepinephrine off the shelf. The only thing I know it comes in is a green package of a leaf for sinus, and you have to sign to get that. But if your norepinephrine is low, if your E is low, you could test it out that way, but you can't tell anybody I told you that norepinephrine is in those sinus pills. It's the green package, not the blue one. But if that gives you a hit of energy, then your norepinephrine is what's going on. But, again, go back to that Nutrisounds.com, and we can look at your diet, or you can buy the Bio Diet program and start a business of your own. So that's a great question about Kimberly, and that led to a lot of good information.
Yeah. Well, I know people are excited about it, so I figured if we're excited about it, our listeners are going to want to hear and be excited about it.
Yes. You know, you and I started this for a while. You stayed on it a little longer than I did, but I kept testing other things. And for me, one of the things is night eating. I wanted to crunch and munch on something in the evening. And we found out that that's related to something called ghrelin, which also helps control weight. But it's the same frequency as one of the muscles in the jaw that stimulates the thyroid. So your body was really knowing what you needed. You needed to crunch, for me anyway, I needed to crunch on something at night to stimulate that muscle that stimulates the thyroid that gives you energy and helps control weight and blah, blah, blah. So what I use is rice cakes, the unsalted kind, and they just kind of taste like puffed rice, but they're all kind of in a little cake. And it's crunchy, and it's 6 calories a little cake. And that satisfies it for me, but most people will get popcorn or chips or something crunchy at night, and then you can tell that it's the ghrelin. But Nikki is our resident expert on the bio diet. Actually, she helped create the program. So you can write to Nikki, just Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, at vocalprofiling.com. But you could also send a message to her through her Facebook, and she'll get it. It's really easy that way. Let's take one more letter. We appreciate these letters. We can tell people a lot from them. Okay. This is from Sydney, and it's S-Y-D-N-E-Y, and I really couldn't tell if this was a male or female. I've been totally blocked from life and living. I can't write my poems anymore since I got home from Iraq. I'm in limbo. I don't know what I want to do or where to start. Any advice?
Wow. The first thing I think of is they should try the Nano.
And you think that would tell them where their strengths and weaknesses are?
I think it would really be a good start. It's a good start. I mean, we've got so many things that, you know, to help people, but it's so easy, and people can download it for free, and it really gives them just a small, simple sampling of what we've got to offer.
And it just pushes up a button, and the computer program runs it out. I think we'd be able to help her. It just sounds like I just really think they got scattered. I don't agree with this war in Iraq anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people want to go help and want to help the people and free the people, but I have a problem with war in general. I just wish humans would get over this thing of whoever's the bigger and the stronger gets to win and make the rules. But, you know, I'm kind of prejudiced there. I'm a peaceful person. But we would like to help you. We'll run you through maybe PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, because it sounds
like
that's what the person is experiencing. And for your creativity, again, the nano and A-sharp is usually where a lot of your creativity lies, depending on what you want to do. But we'll look at it for you. So I would really like you to get in touch and through Facebook or however you can remember to do it. Just Sherry with an A-S-H-A-R-R-Y on Facebook, and you'll probably find me.
And Sherry, are we still offering that program to people who want to help their communities?
The PTSD?
Yes.
You know, we offered that for 3 months for free, and it just didn't work out. We just lost our shirts, and we got to the place where we were giving so much away that we couldn't even pay our rent. So we're going to have to back off for that, but we'll certainly make it affordable. And we're getting in touch with a lot of the communities, groups that support PTSD, and they are looking for people who will be willing to take this course. They'll pay for it if they'll come and take it. And it's incredibly inexpensive anyway. We're looking at less than $500 for two computer programs, the training, and to set somebody up in business.
Right.
And actually, they can do it for far less expense than that if they just want to buy the microphone and download the Nano. They could start helping people with that, and that's about a $25 investment to be able to help them. But I don't
sure. And there's so many more than just Sydney. I mean, we have lists of people who call in, and they want help, but they need people to be trained so that they can get to someone closer locally. Because there's so many coming back that do need that help.
Well, I was really surprised, and I think it's wonderful that NPR wants to do something on PTSD. And I think when that goes up and people see what we have, and, you know, so many people just don't think what we do is believable until they see the results. So when that goes up, I just think it's going to go crazy with people wanting this. The statistic is 1 in 5. 1 in 5 returning soldier tries to commit suicide. So for every, I just can't even think of the statistic. There's going to be lots of work out there just from the war. And I'm not talking just about returning people from Iraq. People who have been home invaded. We just had one of our teachers go through PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Somebody had come in their house with their children asleep and robbed them. Now, robbing them is enough, but their children were there. Yes, older children, but that's an incredible stress to go through. Or someone who's been robbed, or identity theft. I know it took me a long time to trust a bank again when somebody used my name to get a loan, and they were trying to make me pay for it. It's just kind of crazy. You know, we should tell people they can call us 347-850-1407. Oh, and we do have a caller that has raised their hand. Let's take that, and then we've got tons of other stuff we want to do. Okay, caller. This is a caller coming in, last four digits is 2402. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Sherry. This is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Madeline is one of our practitioners, providers. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question?
Well, I was listening, actually, I had called in saying I couldn't hear you, and then I called the number, and I got to hear you on my cell phone rather than my computer, so I just continued to listen to you on my cell phone. But is Nikki back? Did I hear that correctly, Nikki, for vocal profiling?
Yes, she didn't go anywhere.
Oh, I thought Nikki had retired for a while.
No, she went through some post-traumatic stress disorder and really had a bad time, but she's still with us.
Okay. Well, actually, I didn't really have a question. It was more of a technical thing. I was going to alert somebody because we could hear the host of the other person asking you the questions, but your voice was coming through not as loud. And now
okay.
that I have the hope.
I will try to speak up.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for letting us know that. Well, that was sweet of her.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number is 347-850-1407. We have a full board, so if you have a question, you need to punch number one and let me know that you really want to say something. We want to talk about Conan and Leno, and we want to talk about these two people who gave us their chart. We have lots of comments. I just went over to chat. Read the lady with the unfaithful husband. If he's been unfaithful in the past and she's not getting any, there's a good chance he's still getting it elsewhere. What frequencies are high in his or missing in hers that makes her desperate to stay with him? Ah, good question. Sometimes the person that you're with has your missing note, and you'll stay with them no matter what. They have a frequency that you need. So we could test her and see what her frequencies are. But I think, you know, there's a whole different show of why men and women have affairs. An interesting statistic is 85% of people cheat in their marriage. But if you ask men if their wife does it, something like 90% of them said no. So somebody's snowed under here. here's also recommended a great book by Richard Wiseman called 59 Seconds to Get Back in Touch with the Positive Side of Life. Okay, that's good. Is there going to be a replay of this available? I think, Jennifer, you'd know that. There's replays of this as we go on.
There are, and I don't know if everyone's aware, but these are podcasts on iTunes.
Oh.
So all the shows are downloadable free on iTunes. Each episode is listed. If you just search for Sherry Edwards, you should see it under podcasts. And
okay.
then, they're also available on archives on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we have about 15 minutes left. So I really would like to talk about Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno. We have a lot more to talk about. We'll save that for maybe next week or if we get finished early. But I'm going to try to play this now so you can see what we're talking about. There is a controversy. Conan O'Brien, about 7 months ago, took over The Tonight Show for Jay Leno. Jay Leno went to primetime. That show bombed. Conan being on The Tonight Show was even worse ratings, and so now they're wanting Conan to get lost, go away, whatever, and let Jay Leno have back his show. And Conan just said, no, I'm not going to do that. Here is what he said, and I won't play all of it, but enough to get you the gist. Well, come on and play here.
About what I legally can and can't say about NBC. and this isn't a joke, to set the record straight, and this is true, tonight I'm allowed to say anything I want. And no, it's not a joke, but thanks, sir. Tonight I really am allowed to say whatever I want, and what I want to say is this. Between my time at Saturday Night Live, the late night show, and my brief run here on The Tonight Show, I've worked with NBC for over 20 years. Yes, we have our differences right now. Yes, we're going our separate ways. But this company has been my home for most of my adult life. I'm enormously proud of the work we've done together, and I want to thank NBC for making it all possible. I really do.
Okay, that was his speech, and it was a totally true what he was saying, but there was an underlying piece of it, if I can get to it. He decided, and you can see it in his vocal print, he decided that he would be in a stronger position to not retreat because he truly believes that Leno is going to bomb and they're going to ask him back. He's aware and open on many levels at once. He has a very high note of D in his voice, which means he has a deep commitment to serving others. And most everything he was saying, if you use a little nano voice or are familiar with it, everything that he was saying shows that he was truly emotional about what is going on here. And he wants a good outcome for the people. He has long-term commitments, and the words he said, he's allowed to say what he wants. I took this apart sentence by sentence. He is telling the truth. He's committed to helping people, to going back to the truth of the matter. He does not believe that there's been a lot of unfairness to him. He understands ratings. He understands what's going on, but he just feels that he doesn't want to be a part of something that is going to further fail if they do this half-hour Jay Leno and then he comes on. Okay, the overall computer evaluation of his statements that you just heard. Your highest notes are associated with the expression of justice, fairness, and truth. Your highest note is associated with the expression of what you consider to be your physical domain. So he does feel that he has a right to be there. Being able to prioritize what needs to be done emotionally is not always easy for you. So for him to go on here and really talk about this in an absolutely true emotional vein was hard for him. You teach by your actions. You'd like to have more time for spiritual things, and it's a hard time prioritizing your emotions. Okay, so I'm reading this as he is an absolutely truthful, emotional person, and most of his stuff is green, which means long-term thinking, and blue, emotions. I'm taking him at his word. His words are true. Okay, then I evaluated Jay Leno's interview with Oprah. And to me, just listening with my ears, he sounded like he was a victim rather than a come out strong, this is who I am person. So I ran him through the computer, and when he said, it just broke my heart, this whole thing broke my heart. This is an absolutely contrived statement. Contrived meaning it was all intellectual. It was all yellow on the printout. It was all in the note of E, contrived words. His words did not match all of the frequencies that we saw in his voice. And it says, your highest note is associated with what you consider to be your physical domain. He shared that with Conan. But it goes on to talk about self-approval, self-worth. He was really shocked that his 10 o'clock spot bombed, and shocked that they wanted to go back to the status quo. I don't think this is going to work for him to go back. We'll see. And because people really hear what's beneath the words, even if the words say "I love you," and you really don't, and you're having an affair, somewhere that person you said it to feels your non-genuine response. So privacy is an illusion, and I think this little nano voice that we're offering to people is going to help the world become more truthful.
Absolutely. It reminds me of when one of my children tells me a lie, and you can hear in their voice, you know, you've been around it, and you know when their voice has got that different little thing to it that you know they're lying.
Well, when people are telling the truth, there's harmonics in their mm-hmm. voice. But when they lie, their voice becomes very crisp and clear, like no harmonics. And that's your clue. But how do you go ahead and say to an adult or your boss, I know you're lying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people do that to me at work and I can't prove it, I just have to chalk it up. Okay, this person is not trustworthy. I will not trust them in this area. I will watch them closer and blah, blah, blah. All it did was create more time for me, put more scrutiny on the employee. It's just not a good place to be. But I'm wondering, too, what would happen if people had to be absolutely truthful and really pay attention to what's going on with bioacoustics. For instance, we keep saying the voice knows. We have worked with people like Christopher Reeves. We know what to do. We've been able to bring him back from total paralyzing. He at least had his neck he could use. But we've taken tetraplegic, neck, arms, legs, and brought them back to be able to work. Because the voice has the information that is the truth. So he didn't have to die. He died of a pathogen that we'd already worked with and knew that we could get rid of. And when we wrote to his people, all they did was send us back asking us for money. They didn't read what we said to them. They didn't look at the profiles we sent them. We weren't important. We didn't know enough. We weren't popular enough. We weren't the Mayo Clinic. So Christopher Reeves died, and he didn't have to. Another thing that is kicking me off here is that I heard a radio interview with a doctor in Haiti, and he said, we don't have x-ray machines. We don't know how to set these bones. We just have to guess. We have a machine, a little tone box that we know will set a bone, take away the pain of a broken bone, and help the bone heal faster. And I had a person get in touch with me and say, you know, about something else, my doctor friend is going to Haiti. And I said, I just heard this newscast. Can you get him this little box? He can take it with him. If they can get a speaker, they can do 50 people at once, because we've already shown that it can heal and set a bone. And she said, well, he's just too stressed about going. I don't think I want to get involved. I was like, and what do you think is going to happen when he finds out you withheld this? If he thinks enough of the people in Haiti and helping them to go do this and take time out of his life, what's he going to feel? I didn't say this to her because I don't know how. But what's he going to feel when he found out that you withheld this? She's just, I shouldn't say she. Some people are just not awake enough and don't understand the awakening of what it's like to touch other dimensions and to touch God's world of how people should live. And that's why we ask the question, would you rather live with man's rules or God's word or God's rules? You know, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Certainly that's not where man lives. That's why we have all these laws. So that's why we asked that very important question, and we'd like you to write to us, since we're not going to have time to get people on the air with it. Write to us and say, this is what is going on in my life. Because, you know, when I wanted to start this business, and I went to a banker, and I said, look at what I can do. And he says, yeah. And I said, look how it helped the universe. Yeah. You know, nothing. Or when we learned that we could undo gout, so we took it to a podiatrist, people who deal with feet, and said, look, we can get people out of gout pain. And the response was, and? So you're trying to show me how to lose money? You know, and the same with some chiropractors, and even a hospital we took them to. We can get people out of the hospital earlier, and we can do this, and we can do this. And it was like, so you want me to lose money? You want my stockholders to lose money? I didn't know hospitals were in it for the money, although they can't work that way without money. I thought hospitals were like government supported or something. So I'm real hot on this thing about God's world and man's world and trying to help, even if it hurts us. And it has hurt us to be able to do this. One of the other things that I'm hot about is what's happening to Rosie, because I think she, like Conan, has really learned a lesson. We did her voice print in 07 when she was having a lot of trouble. And we'll post it for you on Facebook. Can we do that, Jennifer?
Yep, we can post on Facebook. It'll probably be Monday afternoon.
Okay, and we'll get that up, and then we'll get the Conan and Minnow thing up. So people want to talk about this little thing about chicken. Now, we are close to going off, but we're going to stay. After we do the music again, we're going to stay and give you a sneak preview of our Valentine's program that we're going to ask callers to call in and talk to us about relationships. So in about 3 minutes, we're going to get cut off. But we want to talk about this, what we ask you about your piece of chicken. Which piece of chicken do you take when you go to the table when you have a meal with your family? Do you have an answer to that, Jennifer?
I like the breast meat. Okay. I like the breast meat, but everybody in the house fights over the leg.
Okay. When I go to the table with my family, or did, whatever the biggest, nicest-looking piece, that's the one my husband would take. Mm. That, to me, is very, very selfish. You take the biggest piece for yourself. Most mothers don't do that. They stand back, they see what their children want, and then they take what's left over. And in just about selfishness, thinking about how your choices are going to affect everyone else, even if it's just because it's your wife's birthday and she likes the breast meat or something, or do you just do all breast meat? But asking that question, excuse me, was about selfishness and looking at how people are incredibly selfish with themselves and their time and what really goes on. Okay, they've just given us a 90-second warning here. So do you like to be there to help people? Do you like to be there to get the money? You know, how do you live your life? Okay,
right.
We're going to have to sign off. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jennifer. We're going to be playing a little music as we go off here, and then we'll come back. This will all be on our Facebook tomorrow. We'll put up Rosie's Prince and Conan and Jay Leno.
Don't forget to download the show on iTunes.
Yes. I don't know how to do that, so I was kind of skipping that part. But we'll be right back after the music to talk about the Valentine show. Thank you. Okay, as soon as I can get the music turned down here. Well, it's not going to turn down. I'm going to have to do it manually. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the Valentine's program coming up. We're not streaming, but we are being recorded.
Okay.
So on the Valentine's show, we're going to look at things like selfishness and truthfulness and what's really going on. So we had, before the show, two people call in, and we asked them if we could use their prints to do a little demonstration. Now, when you use the nano voice, it's like, I think, 7 little clicks of a button, and you can have the person talk about their partner. In this case, I'll just say she and he. She partner was talking about her he partner, and it came up all right-brained. So there's a lot of emotion stirring there, because if it was just a logical relationship, it would be for looks or something like that. She's all on the right side. And it's mostly blue emotional with a little bit of intellect coming in. Her highest note is A sharp. So she likes to know what makes things click. She sometimes plays little head games. A lot of the note of A. So it needs to have a spiritual bent to it, much more than an intellectual or a physical relationship to it. Now, when we brought the he guy in, his note is also high in A. So that's where they blend and meet. And A is spirituality. It's also working together on a project for common good. So the two of them would get together best if they had a project to deal with. And with the he partner, there was very little provided. So even though we sort of, please do this for us, and he capitulated because he likes peace and harmony, he didn't really give us a lot of information. And what he gave us was just the note of A and a management vein. We took 507 hits, and 344 of them, a good two-thirds, was in the note of A.
Now, wow.
Yes. And you can do this. We're going to look at this, but also teach you how to do it. We did this with the nano voice. So what you do is get a printout, and you begin to see what is alike in their relationship. So the first thing that comes up that's alike, and it is not the first thing for the she partner, but it is the very first thing for the he partner. And the he partner says, your reputation is very important to you. You will go to great lengths to protect it, but it's being protected here from a spiritual perspective. Now, the she partner also has this, shares it, but not as a first thing. The exact same thing is there, but more than that, on top of it, as it's printed out, her first thing is, you think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You are aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Now, I think the he partner is also aware of that, but I think he holds back automatically where I think she thinks about it. The she partner also has something that the he partner doesn't get near, and the printout says, now this is a computer printout. It is easy for you to see the faults in others, but don't always know how to get your point across politely. So again, we're going to look at selfishness. She knows how problematic thoughtless words can be, and when they're coming at her, but she's not always careful about giving out those words. An example would be just in how you phrase something and how it can hurt somebody. I'll share an incident from my own life. We were having a flat tire, and the garage where we go to couldn't do it, so My husband was just outside doing it because he knows the people. And there's a mall across the street. And I approached him and I said, how long do you think this is going to take? And he started grouching. It's going to take as long as it takes. And I said, oh, that was a selfish way for me to approach him. I got to approach it in a different way. So I went back in a little bit and I said, do you think I would have time to go to the mall while you get this fixed? Giving him the choice. And he said, oh, sure, it's only going to take me like 15 more minutes. Sure, go ahead, I'll pick you. So in just rephrasing it to give somebody the choice about what's going on might be a good thing for the she person to know. One of the things for the he person that seemed to be a little bit of a problem in their relationship is that you can easily put yourself aside for the benefit of others. And that came up a lot. So he likes to be able to do for others, sometimes to the detriment of himself, and sometimes just because he wants harmony. So he has sometimes giving away too much. So that would be another cautionary thing in their voice.
Now, is this the preview to the show? Are we going to have a full show with more details on this and things like this where people can call in?
Absolutely, but we'd like them to call in pairs, and we don't want them to call in on a cell phone. You just don't get as good a reading on a cell phone. So you can call in on a landline. We'll take it right over the air. I'll send it to them right after the show, send them the printout, but they could do this for themselves also by just downloading the little nano voice.
How fun.
So in these two people, where they come together the most and the tightest, your highest notes are associated with the internal perspective of service to self versus humanitarian needs. That is highly on the chart because these come out in order of how they want to be perceived in life as a unit. Also in the he chart, he has a lot of information about integration of appropriate perception and action, internal perspectives, internal self-awareness. A lot of that goes on, thinks about it deeply, and then allows it to sort of ooze to the surface, where the she person has an experience, has a physical experience, says the words, feels it, and then doesn't do it the same way the next time. So where she learns from his experience, or her experiences with it, I don't want to repeat that, he learns from thinking about it internally. But he does seem to give away too much of himself. So one of our next shows, we're going to talk about this. We're going to invite you to come in, and we'll do this for you on the air. And then we're going to be doing a class that will teach you to do it for others.
Amazing.
I think you know these two people, Jennifer. You know them as a couple. Is any of that nearly on the ball or anything else?
I do know who you're talking about, and yes, it's very, very right on the spot. So it's very, very interesting. Very interesting. So I can say that your results are validated. As far as I can tell.
If people want more information about what we do, where to go, where would you suggest is the best place for them?
I would say to check us out on Nutrasounds.com. That's NutraSounds.com. Facebook, look for Sherry Edwards, Sharry. You can get the downloads on iTunes under the podcast. They're free download. Again, under Sherry Edwards. There's a lot of good places. You can call the office. call the office, and we'll be happy to direct you in the right place for to get the answers to your questions. The number is 740-698-9119. You could
Ohio
also send
time,
us
Eastern time.
Yes, Eastern Standard Time. You could send us an email, sherryonair@gmail.com. Or you could send an email to media@vocalprofiling.com.
That's a lot of information. You can keep up on everything we do on Facebook.
Facebook, it's a great place to go. It's got most of our current stuff is posted. You can also see some pictures. So we've got a lot going on, so check us out.
Absolutely. And remember, you heard it here first about what's real with Conan and Jay. Jay, I know.
That's right.
For a minute, I forgot his name. Okay, tell your friends. Have everyone tune in. Thank you for listening. Bye now. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.